Mike?
I have all that's being adjusted. I mean, my sense is that, yeah, I mean, you would think that something like the Aware Show would have these, would have had that 1 o'clock script, would have had sky high Arbitron ratings. It never did when we were receiving the Arbitrons. And same with the online stuff, though it certainly isn't the weakest hour that we've had.
A couple of things. I think that we have a very large audience today that is interested in Spanish language programming. And I wanted you to address, if you could, among everything that you address, the resolution that was passed, and just so that everybody actually hears what the resolution was, because I don't think that that's actually been distributed, that the important part of the resolution is that the Pacifica management be instructed to use their best efforts to air mission-driven programming, which will maximize listenership and fundraising in especially the short but also the medium term, including such efforts determining whether or not to institute or retain or add 5 hours of additional Spanish language programming at each station. And I wanted to have you address
Was confusing to me.
Look, I want to object to cutting Jan off. Excuse me.
Okay, Myla, you're out of order. Let's let Alan respond.
Well, yeah, I mean, I certainly need clarification on the question. I was, of course, you were saying you were going to read a motion. I was anticipating what I thought the motion might be, and what you just read confused me. I didn't expect that to be it.
Can we go with the stack?
Next.
Yeah, if Fernando, you're next.
Yes,
next. The person responsible for introducing the motion to dismantle, to rescind the previous order by the Pacifica National Board of 5 hours in Spanish, Jan Goodman, has a very, very long time as a protector of Alan Minsky.
Let's be careful of
Alan Minsky to stop the Spanish language programming from being initiated, but way back when Kobe Dubin was the program director. And the moment Alan Minsky became the interim program director for life, he immediately said he was going to send the Spanish language programming to the internet. Then later he announced he was going to send it to some lower low-power FM station outside the station. So my question to Alan Minsky is, at this point, is he still working for Jan Goodman to dismantle the Spanish language programming, or is he going to have the backbone to stand up to her and say, the Spanish language programming stays because this is a very growing community, and the Pacifica motion calls for the inclusion of the people who are being persecuted by the Republicans today?
Jesus. Can Jan respond?
Okay, hold on.
We're going to
allow Alan to speak. What I told the audience, I was going to make a commentary after public comments. I think it may be appropriate to make this commentary right now. Excuse me.
This is my life. Would you turn that off?
Okay.
I can't stand it in my eyes. It's not appropriate. Turn your camera off. Turn that light off.
Nobody says anything. When
excuse me, Chair.
Camera going.
Okay.
Nobody says anything.
I'm going to wait until we're in order here, Stephen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I need to take a point of personal privilege here for myself and for, I'm going to also do it for some of our board members and some of who are not here today. Mr. Velasquez, you were at our last meeting at the Amman Center, I believe. At that meeting, we talked, there was concern from some board members, and that has been continued to be communicated to me, that some board members feel attacked when they come to meetings here at the Peace Center. I don't have, the Peace Center has been a great place for us to meet. We have a communication system. I think that your remarks that were, I felt, hostile to individual people when you name people are out of order. I would ask you not to do that. We need to respect everyone here. And I don't believe you are doing that, so I'm going to put
They're
you on notice that you are out of order.
I'm
going to let Alan respond to Fernando.
Again, first of all, I apologize, Jan. I just didn't quite expect what you were saying to be said.
Can you use the mic?
Yeah, and I'm still confused by what you were reading as part of the motion. I thought the motion was simpler than that. Fernando says a lot of things that just are patently untrue. Of course, I do not consider myself in any way to be sponsored by Jan Goodman. Jan's a great person, but I don't have any political or within Pacifica affiliation with either of the two factions of this board. I think if you look at what I've done across the time that I've been the program director, that's pretty clear. I've only ever intervened in this internecine warfare when one side or the other gets completely out of hand. What can I say? I think that political scientists should study Pacifica and the period after these bylaws went into effect, because it's like a little petri dish where this binary opposition just gets, you know, people, you know, dig their heels in. And I have criticisms of both factions, serious criticisms of both factions, but and I don't think the welfare of the station has been served. However, this board currently is here, and I hope y'all can not, you know, fight each other to the death. But no, I'm not the sponsor of I'm not sponsored by anybody here, you know. And in terms of what you said about the motion, the one thing I'll say is, first of all, I try as program director to be as language neutral as I can. I see myself as somebody who's, in the position I'm in because of my relationship to political activism in Southern California, and then so I'm sort of like an activist media person. Obviously, I've done the media stuff now for so long that I think more like that than I did 15 years ago. But, you know, I completely recognize, I believe myself to have, like, working-class solidarity politics, and I understand that the working class in Southern California largely speaks Spanish, probably predominantly speaks Spanish.
Right.
And so, I would love nothing more than Spanish language programming to be a powerhouse on KPFK. I will say this, though, because I don't want to get into the details of how individual shows perform and all that jazz, is I do think using these boards to create programming mandates is something that I don't agree with, and I don't think fits within the Pacifica, but that cuts in both directions. So, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I have a few more people on the stack. We've gotten less than halfway through the stack, and we've used up the minutes for this section. But all I'm saying is I don't want to cut you guys off because I need
I move to extend
to,
time.
Excuse me. Don't interrupt. I'm going to continue to go through the stack. I just want to advise you that time is of the essence, so keep it quick and to the point, because the public has their right to continue with their public comment. Okay? So, Lawrence, you're next.
Yes, seeing that all the Trumpisms that are existing right now in Pacifica in regards to the way the membership is being treated, the 5 hours of Spanish language programming was a mandate by the Pacifica National Board, and I believe that sometimes the governance has to intervene. Because of the inertia that exists with, as you said, the way people dig in their heels. And so I believe that this 5 hours of Spanish language programming was a justification as to the direct institutional racism that exists in Pacifica among our so-called allies. I sent an email to Jan when she was at the National Board meeting requesting a telephone call from her in regards to, you know, the nature of this motion. And up to today, that was about 3 weeks ago, and I still haven't received a call. So
call me.
Well, I don't have your number. My question is, Alan, do you support the mandate of 5 hours of Spanish language programming? And how have you supported it while it was being developed at KPFK? And do you now still, do you, are you intending to do anything to intercede into this, into the usurpation of Ms. Goodman's motion to eliminate the 5 hours of Spanish language program?
I mean, I'm aware this is going on. There was pretty much universal resentment among all the managers in the network towards the PMB motion, and it had almost nothing to do with the... Well, no, I don't think that's true. It would be unfair to say that it had nothing to do with the specific content. As you know, no other station fulfilled the motion. And
which motion?
The motion to expand five hours of Spanish language programming. So there's five stations in the network, that all of which were supposed to have. My understanding from the motion was 1 hour of I forget the specific language, but I think it was Spanish language programming, but or other non-English language programming between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. 5 days, 5 hours a week, and. Only KPFK responded to it, and it was a motion that was passed. I forget who the ED was when it was originally passed. It either was Arlene or Summer, so it sort of sat there as a motion that wasn't that no executive director would, because the way it works is a motion gets passed, and then at the PNB level, the executive director then passes it on to the general managers, who then pass it on, if it relates to programming, which it's not supposed to the program director. And so Arlene, it was initially Arlene, refused to acknowledge the motion because she thought it didn't comply with the rules of the institution, because, you know, boards aren't supposed to be mandating programming. And then same with Summer, and then of course Lydia changed that. At which point Leslie implemented it, and then I implemented it, you know. And, you know, I'm just waiting for some, if you know, I understand this is, you know, out there, but I don't know if it'll ever be brought to me to do anything about it. And again, just like any, this is a theoretical question, and I hope people can appreciate this. Whatever the mandate would be, if it was to give Alan Minsky's all-time favorite radio show 10 hours a week, you know, I would oppose it if it came from a board. I think that those of us in Pacifica management, and believe it or not, and thank you for noticing the absurdity of my 10 years as interim, I think I'm the second senior manager in the network, and I think I'm actually longer because I think Bertolt went on a hiatus at one point. And, you know, both the two guys down in Houston left. The managerial turnover within the network is just ridiculous, and in large part that's because the managers feel the boards are so dysfunctional that they don't want to work inside the institution anymore. And so, given the history of dysfunction of the boards, and you know, either I think you're just not recognizing objective reality unless you acknowledge that these boards have been incredibly dysfunctional. The idea that the boards can then mandate programming, you know, I would consider that the death of the network right there.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Reza?
Alan, let me tell you what is missing. When Fernando was in charge of the news department, KPFK were in every corner of the city interviewing people here, there. We don't have news department.
Okay, so what's the question for Alan?
Let him get to it.
You're saying the news department.
Okay, you're out of order, Lawrence.
It's not. When I was a board member, Sonali was a board member. Sonali was against the Soviet Union when they were in Afghanistan. Sonali was supporting Taliban, all those criminals. And Sonali is back again, you know, on KPFK.
So what's the question?
The question is, it's not one person. It's most of the program, 5 hours, Jan Masser. I have all the document with CIA hat. You know, most of the program that he does, they are ex-agent. This is the program you are producing and giving to people, and we don't make money.
Why Elon Musk is a warmonger has to have 5 hours and some Spanish program are being cut.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Okay, so I got the question.
Thank you.
The news department, Ernesto Arce and Dan Fritz are out in the community. You know, actually, throughout the tenure of Eva George's time, we did not average or even come close to averaging 15 minutes of local news in the 6 p.m. hour. So we actually are producing more news locally than we were back then. Sonalical Hot Guard, Ian Masters. You know, there is no doubt it is true that Ian Masters is a very, very, among the variations of an extremely big tent defined American left, Ian stands out as unique. But, you know, I know people, though, who are of the very radical left, though, who love Ian's show because, you know, they just read it critically and there's a lot of information there. And it's, as far as I can tell, as popular a show as is produced at KPFK.
Thank you, Alan. Myla?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, were you on the staff?
I'm the one who wanted to speak, so don't pass over me, please.
That's not Barbara, that's Roberta.
I'm sorry. My name is Roberta.
I'm sorry.
Yes, nuts and bolts question. I perused the website going from the schedule grid to the individual page of each show and each host. And with the idea that we could maybe use social media to link to some upcoming things, maybe in the arts or the culture or an upcoming guest or something. And I was surprised how many of our individual show pages have minimal content, not linkable worthy. It just is maybe conducted by so-and-so, review of the arts. This one sentence. You can't use that in social media. And yes, some enterprising hosts have their own thing going on Facebook and whatever, and that should be included. When we have a show accepted onto our grid, do we make it clear to the host, is it the host's responsibility to provide a stream of content to their station page, or do we do it for them? Do they have access? How can we make that more usable for those of us who'd be happy to help promote different shows?
Thank you. So everything you're saying is absolutely spot on. Since we've had... we actually just brought in a new DJ for it's in the notes, the program director report for the Tuesday 11 to 1 slot. I think he's the first new programmer since Ali Lex has been back, so we can return to that. When we didn't have a webmaster, there was sort of, the thing just went, I mean, the whole thing just was atrophying away. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things, and then the website itself. And it is true, in my opinion at least, that as much as, you know, Facebook and Twitter and these private, massive, influential platforms on the Internet have sort of become more influential than the actual web pages, it's essential for a media institution to have its own web page to anchor the way that material is put out. The thing I wrote that I referred to 4 or 5 years ago, at that point, you know, social media was just rising up, and it's very much, the whole thing is an essay about exactly what you're talking about. So I completely concur with you, and I think all of that needs to have its I's dotted and T's crossed, and if we're going to be, you know, what we need to be.
Thank you, Alan. Myla?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that I consider myself to be part of a coalition, not a faction. I'd also like to say that I'm proud to call Jan Goodman a friend, and I really object to people being called out and not given an opportunity to speak on and explain things from their own perspective. But I wanted to ask you, Alan, prior to your arrival here, there were a number of people from our Spanish-speaking community who raised concerns about our practice of allowing Spanish language programming to air during the first week of the program, the fund drive, and then that programming being eliminated for the remainder of the fund drive if it hasn't raised a certain amount of money. And I wonder if you...
Oh, sorry. I wonder if you could address that concern. And I heard a really good suggestion that I think you would have benefited from, which was that there was another member of the community who said that if we could have more forward promos of some of the Spanish language programming, that that could help our larger Spanish language community know that that programming exists.
Especially during English language
okay.
time periods.
A bunch of stuff there. The obviously, the decision during the fund drive is motivated by money. I don't make any decision like that unilaterally. It's, in fact, all the major money decisions, you know, I've had 7 years as an interim program director with seven general managers. Some of them, you know, Bob Conger just let me run all of that without even, he didn't want to be consulted. But most of the general managers have been involved in motivating that decision, those kind of decisions, as much as I have, the Global Village preemptions, the Spanish language preemptions. And this fund drive, which is, I think, the first complete one that, you know, Christine was in charge for, I think she felt under incredibly undue pressure. Be director, it's the board, right, from the particularly the CFO, to deliver money quickly. And there's a crisis in the flow of money through the national office, and they're insisting that KPFK has a substantial debt, and which I really want to see the paperwork on that one. And so they were demanding extra money from us, and you know, more money does get made in those hours when they're preempted, and that's, again, that's just an objective fact. So it was going to be done earlier, this fund drive, than previous, which is also the case with the Global Village shows. I did want to say something, though, that is important, I think, relative to, look, one of the great weaknesses of the station, and I you know, look, I take responsibility for KPFK's programming. I have to. I'm not going to try to shun that. However, you know, I think it's pretty clear to people, if they know the history, especially the last few years, that, you know, general managers can decide to make decisions over the head of the program director or not. And so with seven different general managers, and sorry, coalitions or factions, well, okay, from one coalition, the next coalition, the thing just gets tacked back and forth this way, that way. There's no cohesion to it. There's no general plan that can be developed for the programming of the station. When the next boss you're going to have is going to come in with a strong vision for programming, overrule you, and take things in a particular direction. One of the incredible weaknesses, you know, somebody criticized the news department, and you know, Ernesto Arce does a good job of bringing in voices in English language from, again, the plurality communities of Southern California, which are Latino. Having said that, the English language programming, there's an incredible dearth of Latino hosts, and I was as upset, or maybe more upset, about losing Antonio Gonzalez as an English language programmer. Mm-hmm. Than just about anybody. I've worked with Antonio, and I had a close working relationship. And, of course, he is one of the most networked people inside Southern California politics at this hour. You know, given his relationship to the work he does professionally with the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. And he's also a radical. You know, he's an unapologetic advocate for both the Cuban and Venezuelan revolutions, and yet he maintains this, you know, positive working relationship with, well, I suppose the left wing of the Southern California Democratic Party, among other forces within electoral politics. And so, you know, I thought this guy, well, my God, this guy's perfect for KPFK, and I loved working with him. Unfortunately, he got upset by a decision that was made over my head about 8 months ago, and now I'm back in dialogue with trying to bring him back in. But again, we really do need to strengthen the programming. And then, you know, this goes to the broader point, which is I do think, you know, for all of our programming, with the exceptions of things, I mean, of course, paid staff has different relationship to their programming than non-paid staff because of the union in particular. But I do think we need much more rapid turnover in our programming. And one of the things I'd like to see is, certainly more focus on the politics of Southern California over our airwaves, localism in that regard, but also Latino voices in English, too.
One last question.
Public comment.
Thank you, Alan. We have one more person on the stack, then we're going to go to public comments. Thank you. Steve?
Adam, I have two really quick
Mike.
Questions with you.
Mike.
Thanks, Steve.
Way down there, yonder.
Two quick questions. Number one, who do you believe should be in charge of what is broadcast on KBFK? And the second question is, what programming should we be adding to increase our listenership and hopefully to increase our contributions?
The second question is, that's just such a broad question because you can imagine you can take things in so many different directions.
Where would you take it?
Well, I think the moment is very particular. The response to the crisis of Donald Trump's presidency, I think you'd have to have your head in the sand not to recognize that we're going to, that's the hand to play that will draw the largest listenership to us at this moment.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, incredible opportunity. But that also goes to, the last point I made. Trump was propelled to the presidency by a white racist reaction against, the growth of Latino power and influence in American society. And Southern California is, ground zero for that. And, if we could do the kind of programming that, really was able to do, just imagine the best possible radio reportage on how that plays out in real people's lives here in Southern California, that would be phenomenal. There's so many things that would work. That, I think, is the broad point I made first. I think is the strongest hand at the moment. And again, it has to be a mix of local voices and national voices. And it would be good if whoever's making the decisions had the confidence of the communities that are involved in the station to make the decision so they can be made relatively rapidly.
A lot of people that are here today are about to spend... No, I'm continuing this. I didn't use my full 70 seconds. A lot of the people that showed up today are concerned about the Spanish programming inordinately. So who determines what gets put on as a programming? It seems like it's just the program director's decision right now with influence from the general manager and from the national board. And I think that's too much pressure on your shoulders. How would you
I don't think that that's been true.
Determining what is program.
Look, when I share with the board the thing I wrote in that I think shows should have a set 2-year limit. And if they don't establish themselves as big hits within that time, the incoming programmers should recognize that's the drop dead date when they're gone. And we can try to again revitalize and bring in new programming. Again, that's a language neutral comment. And I would say I've never made a move on the programming grid that isn't approved by the general manager, and certainly Leslie Radford was the most proactive general manager in terms of making programming calls over my head. Popular with the audience. If the general manager, it's very clear from the definition of program directors within the Pacifica structure, these are top-down pyramids. Every department, whether it's operations, subscriptions, the buck stops at the general manager's desk.
Can that be improved on program selection?
I don't know what you mean by that, but...
other than the program director making the top-down.
Okay.
The general manager's the final call.
Yeah, okay. I have
15 minutes left.
My kingdom for a cup of coffee.
So we have till about 12:22 for public comments. If we can take the next public comment.
Hello. Thank you for giving us the space to listen to us today. My name is Lucha Peraza. I am a part of Radio Maíz, which is one of the new Spanish radio programs. And I just wanted to make an answer to what is being said here today, that we are hearing that Pacifica does not require shows to raise a certain amount of money, and that on top of that, they do also remove the Spanish programs when it is time to raise money. But aside from that, we have been able to capture some money from our listeners. Throughout all the Spanish programs together, we did raise about $5,000 to $6,000 through all of the call-in. But remember that this does not include any of the online donations, because there's been a lot of issues with being able to capture that money. So again, this is with them taking us off of the air. We still have been able to capture about $5,000 to $6,000 alone from just calling in donations. On top of that, as Pacifica stipulates, we do reflect our community and we are in our community. Something that we do, which is unique to the Spanish programs, is that we come together, all 30 volunteers, to put on events in the community that are for and by our people. These events have also raised money for the station, totaling to about $20,000 that the Spanish radio stations have brought together through events in the community. And let's remember that this is only year one, so this can be exponentially raised in the next coming year.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Carlos Amador. I'm a long-time radio listener. I've been listening since 2006, and I have contributed throughout as well for the station. And actually, I listen to the Spanish programming. I listen to the English one as well. I don't usually pick when I make the donation. So, oftentimes that's in the morning when I'm, like, more awake, et cetera. And so I do want to recognize that even though maybe the donation is not counted under the night shift for the Spanish-speaking programming, it's important for us to count that many folks do listen throughout and support the Spanish speaking. I think the other important comment that I wanted to raise is that back in 2006, when I started listening to the radio station, especially Fernando Velázquez and Informativo Pacifica, back when I was undocumented, and when I remember driving in the morning, 5:30, I think was the show, and driving with my mom, and my mom's asking like why are they talking about this other countries wars and stuff, and me able to have that conversation with her about the importance of recognizing the humanity in other parts of the world. That's something we don't get in Univision, we don't get in Telemundo, we get it in Spanish-speaking media, so thank you.
Hello, my name is Annette Aguilar, and I'm co-producer of Radio Maíz, and I do want to let you know that I have been a listener sponsor for many years, and I've been donating, especially during the morning, whatever you guys have, premiums, because I do listen a lot to the Aware Show, is one of the shows I do. That does not mean whatever money I have been contributing to KPFK is only recognized that I only care for the English programs. There's a lot of community out there that is Latino and listens to the English, and they do care for the Spanish as well. So don't think that you're representing the money that we give that we don't care for the Spanish. I do want to say that what the LSB and the PMB is practicing is called exclusion. They want to make Pacifica English only again. Our demands is to stop this racist attacks. As listeners, members, and volunteers, we demand a reversal of the latest decision to eliminate 5 hours in Spanish at Pacifica Radio.
10 seconds.
We also demand the resignation of 3 members of the local and national board, which is Grace right here for everyone to know. Ooh. This is the lady over here that has voted to take out the 5 hours. We want you to please.
No crosstalk.
We want recognition from you. Resignation from you.
Members. No crosstalk. Excuse me. Thank you.
My name is Ruben Tapia. I'm director of Enfoque Latino, KPFK, 30 years volunteer programmer. The last year, we were here standing in front of you asking support, because KPFK needs to be on the community, and that's what we are doing the last year, without or with a minimum support on the air, because some people inside the station blockade what we are trying to do at KPFK. We are very aware of the need. A stronger KPFK is the reason that we are here. And we have social media. We are right now live in social media because we know the importance. So we are putting our hearts because our community is under attack. So please let us do our work. Let's work collaboratively, because this is our station, this is our country too, okay? So please put that on your mind. We want better programming, and we want support, full support for our station. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ramon Andrade from East LA Community. Okay, the best thing we have on media, that's KPFK right now. But the administration need to develop your conscience. You cannot go down, I mean, not even stop. You have to develop your conscience. The 99% needs to know the truth. You know, we wish to, you know, give more money to the KPFK because we know that it's needed. But we are low income, but, you know, we wish to be, you know, to give better. But we need the truth because somebody mentioned you know, the Latin America is suffering oppression from the government, and the Spanish-speaking media don't say the truth. And we've been oppressed, you know, like an example right now in Mexico, you know. Okay, so the thing is that the trouble that we are in is because the U.S. involvement in the Latin America, especially in Mexico, supporting the fraud right now.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Concepción Gómez. Yo represento a una organización que se llama Inmigrantes Unidos en Resistencia.
Good morning, my name is Concepción Gómez and I represent an organization called Inmigrantes Unidos en Resistencia.
Sí. Yo he contribuido y con mi organización con dinero a la KPFK y merecemos nuestras horas en español. Y la actitud, luego se mira la actitud de las personas tan racistas que están en esta reunión.
I have contributed, and my organization as well has contributed financially to KPFK, and we deserve our hours in Spanish. And I have to observe the racist attitude I have seen from this board.
Exactly. Yep. Es todo.
Sí, buenos días. Mire, yo soy una radioescucha desde hace 25 años, escucho la KPFK.
Good morning, I have been a KPFK listener for 25 years.
Y siempre he cooperado con la estación. Y a mí no se me hace justo que ustedes quieran quitar la programación en español, porque desde que yo me acuerdo, esto está para toda la comunidad de habla hispana, de español y en inglés. Pero ese era el propósito de esta estación.
I have contributed to KPFK. I don't think it's fair that Spanish language programming be eliminated or cut, because this is a resource for all of the community, not just the English-speaking community.
Y yo quisiera preguntarles, ¿tienen buena administración? Porque es con la única que yo me pudiera quejar, porque siempre manda mis donaciones demasiado tarde, que a veces se me juntan hasta dos, y los regalos nunca los entregan, que a mí no me interesa que entreguen los regalos, sino que mantengan la programación en el aire en español.
I'd like to ask about how donations are managed. Many times I will get a bill very late, way past the fund drive, sometimes two bills at a time. Premium deliveries are an issue, but that is not an issue for me. I want Spanish language programming on the air.
Y creo que hay algo oscuro en esto y que se investigue, porque no es justo lo que están haciendo. Y las personas que son racistas enseguida se ve. La señora que está aquí enfrente de mí, en cuanto me vio me quiso remover de ahí, de donde yo estaba parada. Yo no tengo la culpa que venga mucha gente aquí y que tenemos el derecho a expresarnos.
I think there's something fishy about what's going on in relation to the premiums, and in general, racism is blatant when it's there. This lady sitting over there, as soon as she saw me in the room, she tried to remove me. It's not my fault. It is not my fault that the room is full. Thank you.
Point of order.
Translation takes more time, sir.
Point of order.
Noted. Thank you.
Can we have 15 seconds to the translation?
Yes. For the people that need to.
Don't worry. I'm very liberal with the minutes for the public.
Thank you.
Bueno, en primer lugar, no vamos a permitir que nos quiten la programación en español. Vamos a permitirlo. No vamos a permitirlo.
First notice, we are not going to allow for the Spanish language programming to be removed.
We want you to know, right? If we have to take, the radio station, we will. We don't care, That's our radio station. It's not yours. Don't you understand? It's a community radio. It's a big difference, right? And secondly, I think you should read the bylaws. That's why the bylaws are given to you. But you're supposed to read it. Deben de leer las reglamentaciones que tenemos. Parece que no la leen. So, it establishes that you, the local station board, should actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the station serve a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, and nations, classes, genders, and sexual orientations. Can you explain me when have we
10 seconds.
Seen you doing that? ¿Me puede explicar cuándo han hecho eso? Y a ustedes, señores, que son mexicanos, porque usted también parece mexicano. Cuidado con que se junte con estos racistas, porque estos no nos quieren para nada, ¿no? Esos son los que nos quieren sacar de la radio estación. Y los vamos a pelear, ¿no? And we are demanding that the races at this board, at the national board, be kicked out from the foundation. They are in flagrant violation of the bylaws. Están violando la... Pónganse truchas, compas. Hay que pelear por lo que somos, por nuestra identidad. Ya sacaron los compas negros.
Yes, my name is Tom, and I guess I have a little bit of a background in entertainment and show business. And I think, Alan, if you're looking for something to do, one thing would be to train people on how to use the microphones in this room. Because we got one gentleman who has to go and hold it like this and talk like this, and it doesn't work. Steve Kaiser comes across great. Some of the others, and I got to agree with Myla, don't bang the old stand down on the table because it just reverberates through here, and you got the sound way too loud, and you should take that mother hand away from that soundboard. He's got no, it is absolutely relevant. He's got no reason to sit there and monitor it like a mother hen.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Janaya Dunlap. I'm with the Rapid Response Network from the Inland Empire, Riverside and San Bernardino County. I just want to emphasize how important the Spanish language radio programs are for the community out there. As you know, we have a very, very large Spanish-speaking community out in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, and there is very little material available for them in Spanish. So the Spanish language programs with the KPFK are extremely important to that community. I myself work with immigrant families. We give information on your rights. We respond to raids and deportations. And we have spoken on KPFK radio programs in Spanish to give the community this important information. There are no other programs that do this, that give space to give the community this important information. So I strongly urge you to keep all the hours of Spanish program on air. Thank you.
Yeah.
Muy buenos días, buenas tardes a todos ustedes. Mi nombre es Homero Lobato.
Good afternoon to everybody.
Soy parte de la red de respuesta inmediata, Rapid Response Network from Riverside and San Bernardino County. Y bueno, el día de hoy estoy aquí presente para apoyar a la comunidad inmigrante, hablo hispana parlante. Tenemos que seguir teniendo la radio en español. El programa es especialmente para nuestra comunidad. Hoy en día lo necesitamos más que nunca.
Good morning. I'm here to support our community and Spanish language programming. Today we need it more than ever.
La radio, yo en lo particular, la vengo escuchando por más de 15 años. Esta estación es bien importante. Me siento yo muy familiarizado con esta estación de radio.
I've been listening to this radio station for over 15 years. It's very important. I feel that I'm very familiar with it.
Para mí y para toda la comunidad que escuchamos esta radio es muy importante, más que nunca en estos tiempos del racismo, el odio y el rencor que tienen en contra de nuestra comunidad inmigrante.
For me and for my community, this radio is more important than ever, given the racist, xenophobic attacks that our community is under.
Les pedimos, por favor, que sigan respetando el radio en español y que den más oportunidad y más tiempo, más horas para que sigamos apoyando a nuestra comunidad.
We ask, I ask that you respect Spanish language radio and that you give us more time to dedicate to issues that are important to our community in Spanish.
Hi everyone. My name is Sylvia Hernandez and I am coming from Orange County, from Santa Ana. And I am here because I am a listener and a member of Pacifica. Long time listener since the 90s, started the 90s. And I've been working with the community, my community, as myself, as low income worker. And this has been very helpful. KPFK has been very helpful for me and my community to educate ourselves, to be here in this country, our place is now because we work here, we live here, we study here, we have been here for many years and contributing to this great nation. And I feel now that Trump is here, has got us in KPFK. Please, don't allow that. Yes. We have to keep Trump out of California and out of KPFK. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I want to note that I have given extra time because of the Spanish language programming. The Spanish language speaking translation. Right. This is going to be the last person for this session. We will have more public comments later.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. My name is Emma Torres, and I come from San Fernando Valley. And I am a new listener. I'm been listener for 6 months, and I've been very happy. But lately, I hear, you know, they're going to shut down the Spanish program, and I think it's not fair, sir. Please, I'm asking you and all the directors or whatever, consider the Spanish programs are very important. Why? Because a lot of people, we don't have the opportunity to go to school after working 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 hours. It's very hard to go to school and learn some English. It's my case. And then when I come at 9 o'clock to my place, because in my work, it's not allowed to hear, you know, programs, because it's discrimination. It's discrimination. And maybe you guys discriminate Spanish people, but don't judge us that awful, in the awful way. Because if we haven't had the opportunity to go to school to learn good English, it's because we haven't had the opportunity. So maybe because you guys never eaten good tamales and good chile rellenos, but I'm more than happy to cook for you guys and see it. And don't have the awful opinion about my people. Thank you. Thank you. And don't think about it to shut off the all the programs. Because in all this, the radio station, they talk just trash. And Pacifica Radio talk good programs in Spanish. And please, I'm talking in the name of all my people, not just me. Because a bunch of them outside, we want to speak out and not allow us. Please, sir, please.
Okay, this is our community. This is the community that we do have. You say we don't have community? Well, Alan, you know, we all move the community if we have to. Right? If you try to impose that in a motion to remove the Spanish language programming, we will stop it. You know.
Thank you for your comments.
And we'll have a campaign.
Stephen. Please.
Don't violate civil rights. Don't do it.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. We will have another public comment session later. Thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate them. Excuse me. Thank you. Okay. Public comments are over. We will have another session for public comments later. I would just like to, as I said, I wanted to make a commentary after this. I am a little disturbed about hostile statements that have been made against board members.
What do you think? What are you saying? Hostile? You've been racist, my friend. Están siendo racistas.
Okay.
Well, you're racist and you're afraid of hostile? You're aligning with Trump? What are you talking about? You're kicking a lot of people from the radio station? Your friends? And you're saying that we're hostile to you?
It's not true.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Chair, point of order.
Let's not.
Chair, point of order, Chair.
Jan.
Okay. Chair, point of order.
Thank you for your comments. We will have another public comment session later.
We have been attacked.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Our community, not only by Donald Trump, but now their allies here.
Okay. Now, if you will respect me while I make my comment. Thank you.
It's still on. The motion passed. The show is still on.
John, John, let it go.
Excuse me.
Everybody, de-escalate.
Point of order. Can we have a moment of silence? From the board.
I think the board is silent.
Let it go. You're not helping.
The board should be silent at this time.
The board is silent. Except for us. Okay. Thank you. We respectfully listen to over a half hour of public comments. Now, if you can allow us to continue with our business, we would appreciate it. Yes, it is. And it's your business through us, so if you could respect us and allow us to take care of this, it would be appreciated. I just want to say, as I was trying to say before I was rudely interrupted, that I have concerns about hostile statements that have been made against some of our board members. I think that it's short-sighted and, dare I say, ignorant to accuse our board members, which include African-American, Iranian, and Jewish directors on the national board, to accuse them of being racist. So I just felt that I needed to make that comment. With that, I would like to move on with our board business, directors' reports. And I would like to acknowledge my appreciation of our board members that have not gotten into back and forth with a lot of these hostile comments. And I appreciate our board members not engaging.
Point of order, Chair.
You're out of order.
No, I'm not. I think you're out of order. No, I think you're out of order for making characterizations that you are making. Okay?
Lawrence.
People are holding people accountable for their actions as board members.
Lawrence, you're out of order.
I think you are out of order, Chair.
We are moving on to directors' reports. Yes, please go ahead. Jan?
Oh, there she is. Hello. Thank you for taking me somewhat out of order because I have to leave. So right after this report, I actually was supposed to leave already for another meeting. So, first of all, I think the national board is having to deal with a very large problem that has been put off for many years, and that is a debt to the Empire State Building. Just as a little history on that, WBAI in New York had its transmitter in the Empire State Building for many years, and after 9/11, when our lease came up, they jacked up the rent to $50,000 a month, and it was literally the only place to go, sort of like war profits, the only place to go. And what happened was it incurred debt to WBAI and thus to all of Pacifica month by month up to the point where it is now, which is about $1.2 million plus interest, which makes it about $2 million. And this is a very, very serious problem. And also, in addition to that, many stations have not brought in a lot of money. And so we're facing having to deal with this debt in a really serious way. And for the last couple of years, the National Board did not deal with this. And so we're sort of stuck with this major debt, and we're trying to figure out how to raise the money and what this may end up being, where is, you know, possibly selling assets. We're doing everything that we can to not close any of our stations. There are some people in Berkeley who want to just close up certain stations entirely, and we're trying to make our best efforts to get our money together to be able to do that. As a result of that, so we're seeking to do a number of different things. And I want to address the issue that's been that people are struggling with today, and it's a very important and significant issue, the issue of Spanish language radio in Los Angeles. And we're trying to give the station managers and the program directors as many tools as they can to raise money and to keep the stations afloat, because if we don't, we're not going to have English language broadcasting at KPFK. We're not going to have Spanish language broadcasting at KPFK or anywhere. We're going to have no broadcasting if we can't raise the money to stay afloat. And so one of the tools that was requested, and which I, with great difficulty, but I felt that this is an important thing, made this motion to give the station managers and the program directors the option, and I was trying to read this before, but I'll read it now. And it basically, what it says is that it gives the program directors and the management to use their best efforts to air mission-driven programming. And many people spoke today about the mission. And this is why I'm involved in KPFK, and I'm sure it's why most people are in this room, is because we want to see the mission carried out. And we need to expand our listenership, and that includes our Spanish-speaking listenership, and it includes our English-speaking listenership also. And it gives the station managers and the program directors the flexibility to determine whether or not to institute or retain or to add 5 hours of additional Spanish language programming at each station. And that is the gist of it. It is not taking away, it's not saying that they can't use this time for Spanish language programming. And in fact, one of the things that I think is very important that's recognized is to increase English language programming also that is addressed to the Latinos in Southern California. So that, you know, I just wanted to address those issues.